There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just looking at some of the responses. I had a black girl just say to me on Facebook, she responded and said, well, she actually put the request out there, are you a racist?
Seriously.
It's like, you know
it's
what?
It's the oldest, dumbest, lamest excuse I've ever heard people grab.
I had to, though. Seriously. I had to respond, and I did.
In a loving manner?
I did. I said, are you an idiot?
Wow, that sounds real loving.
I didn't know what else to say. I didn't know what to say to it because I'm not dealing with rationale, right? And my father told me I wasn't to answer a fool in their folly, and so I just had to put it back. And, of course, she comes back, and she misspells all the words, and she calls me every expletive she could think of.
Right.
That's how they do a shout and shoot, right?
I just have to say, for those race baiters, that whole are you a racist thing, listen, just because someone disagrees with you, the lowest common denominator that you can go to is the fact that, oh, well, you don't like him because he's black.
I'll give it to you exactly. She said, just the letter U, racist question mark. I said back, are you kidding me? I said, are you an idiot? And she said, and this is why I believe you are. She's not spelling the words right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are so angry and blanked off in all your posts about Obama and everything African American, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She forgot about my black guitar player.
Did she miss those posts about him?
Probably. That's what I'm thinking.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. Yeah. All that stuff. They strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, at least that's what has been popping up in my feed. So I simply asked, are you a racist? She said, you answered my question by calling me an idiot. And she said, smph.
What?
She's expletive.
Oh, okay.
She's saying really bad words. And she said, you are the letters, a sad and angry little dust mite blank. You and your blank blank point out views on life, you miserable pigskin blank.
Oh, so maybe she's the racist then. She's calling us pigskins.
Of course.
Oh, could that be what that is? I can't stand it.
Well, I just had a show.
For the record, I just got to say this. I don't care if you're pink, yellow, black, blue, green, whatever that is.
You don't have to give that up.
I know, but the point is it's just the lowest common denominator.
That's how educated they are.
Yeah, when you have people who are legitimately pointing out things with the content of people's character and the fruit of their actions, just because they happen to be black or just because they happen to be white, are you a racist? No, you're really the racist because you're the one that's only judging them by the color of their skin. Hold on, I gotta say this because it lights me up. By the color of their skin and not by what they're doing. If you're a black person, you don't support someone just because they're black. You support someone because you agree with their principles.
Really what you're doing is responding to her education, and apparently she didn't have one of those.
Well, it just
makes
me a little irritated.
You're a racist because
Barack
Hussein Obama, he African-American. No, he's not African-American. I'm so tired of people saying African American and Muslim American and Italian American and Native American. No. We're all American. Mm-hmm. And if we ain't, and you want to tag that on that you're an African, go back where you came from. Because apparently you haven't found yourself to be an American yet, that you're still tagging yourself with your family lineage. Yeah. Remember in The Miracle?
Yes.
When the hockey team, Herb Brooks' hockey team, took the Russian end their game and shoved it back down their throats.
Yes, you're right? I remember this.
Do you remember what it took for Herb Brooks to get every one of those players to finally say, go ahead.
Can I explain?
Yes.
So basically what they were doing is this group of these young men were coming together, and he's like, you know, let's get to know each other a little
bit.
From
all over the state.
Yeah, well, where do you come from? Who do you play for? And everyone at various times when they were training would say, well, I'm so-and-so, and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm so-and-so, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, or I play for the UMD Bulldogs, and I play for this and that. And so at one point in time during one game, they lost by a lot, and they weren't concentrating. They were thinking about what kind of dates they were going to have after the game was done. They weren't putting their full effort into it. So he got very angry when they tied this team and made them do a bunch of killer, as we would call them, that to touch a line, go back, touch another line, go back, to the point where they were like, someone was probably going to get hurt there by the end because he was just pushing him and pushing him and pushing him in a good way.
And it's important that people understand that one of the coaches, the assistant coach, was looking at another assistant coach, looking at Herb Brooks like he was out of his mind to continuously push these players to the point where they broke or they learned the lesson.
That's right.
And so, he kept looking at him like, Herb!
Like, what is he doing?
Herb, the one of these guys is going to get hurt, Herb!
So we had the two coaches who didn't understand what Herb was doing, but Herb understood completely what he was doing, so he kept pushing him and pushing him and pushing him and pushing him and pushing him, and finally, he was telling about, you know, how important it is, and the name on the front of your uniform, which is a lot more important than the one on the back, meaning USA or country is more important than your specific individual name. Finally, after all this ordeal, the guy screams, Mike Ruzioni, I believe it was. Yep. He screamed, he goes, Mike Ruzioni, because he always had him say their names. And he said, who do you play for? He goes, I play for the United States of America. He finally hit him that we all, although we come from Minnesota and Massachusetts and wherever we come from, we're all united together under one banner, one flag, the United States of America.
One
we
daddy,
are a team.
First and foremost.
And after that happened, the team really became a family. Once they really
put
on all their guards and they all became unified in their common cause.
Yep. And
amazing.
Then,
it was a great part.
And then what happened later on is once they did become unified, Herb brought in a player from on the outside. And the team players that were working together and finally understood that they were a family, they rejected the foreign dude that didn't want to play by the same rules because he wasn't one of them yet.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They had all kind of gone through war and basic training, so to speak, and they didn't want some new guy throwing off their game. They were a family, and they wanted to stay that way, and look what happened. The people that called that greatest miracle in sports history took place in 1980.
You believe in miracles? Yep, it was pretty awesome. Matter of fact, I was just a little itty-bitty baby boy when that happened, and it turned the spirit of America upright.
That's right.
It really did. It put hope back in the hearts of the American people again. It was an awesome time as a kid. Folks, we have been talking about you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. And then to the point where we were at before I started to prove my point about how the people want a government that looks just like them. We don't want that. We want a government that looks just like the lawgiver is what we want, because therein will we know liberty and not until then. But going back to Martin Niemöller, what he would have and could have changed if he and all of the pastors in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered the most. In other words, when they had the freedom to do the right thing, they did it not. America, to the present, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? And although Martin Niemöller had to suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against the tyranny of Mr. Adolf Hitler. And it reminds me much of the modern-day pastors and church leaders of today. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leader. It would probably go something like this, and I'll read it off for you. Bringing it to the present, again, friends, talking about you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. That's what's in the works right now. How are you responding, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Three segments to go, friends. I know people love to wait till the last segment to call in. Meh, not going to work. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. What is your observation as to what's going on in this country? And don't play stupid with me. We don't play that. Matter of fact, for those that didn't know, I actually quit the kindergarten because they had recess. That's pretty crazy stuff, but just trying to have a little fun with those that are still a little tipsy and they didn't get their coffee this morning. Friends, we're talking about you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come from come for you. And then we were talking about Martin Niemöller and the guilt, and how he pointed his finger at the Protestant church, the Christian church, because they allowed Adolf Hitler to do the things that he did without resistance until after the fact. And then right before the break, I said that it reminds me much of the modern-day pastors and church leaders of today. And by the way, it's not the pastor that's to lead the church in the first place. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's the apostle, the prophet, and then the teacher. And going back, in fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leader. It'd probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a student. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I wasn't an unborn child. Then they came for the legalization of something called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And in God's own word, it clearly defines it out to be an abomination. And of course, I didn't speak up because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. Aww. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. And I want to say this, the reason people don't speak out for God is because they don't love God. And I love when people say, you know, I just don't know, you know, where my faith is right now. I mean, I know who I believe in, and believe is a verb, by the way, it's an action word. But just think about it, folks. They say that their faith, they're hiding their faith, or they're holding their faith, or whatever the case might be. I want you to understand that the reason that these people don't speak out is because they don't believe and they don't have the faith. Because if they did, they would speak out. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our
faith.
Oh, boy, isn't that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But here, let me say this again, friends. First, they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a student. By the way, friends, you can still pray in schools. Then they came to murder the unborn in the mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child. Who's speaking up for the unborn in America today, friends? They're murderers, the American people, allowing the Supreme Court to sanction murder. Then they came for the legalization of something called homosexual marriage, never in the history of mankind. And by the way, it's not about marriage. I didn't speak out because I didn't want to be called a hater. I didn't want the state-controlled media to come over and browbeat me. I didn't want the state-controlled media calling me names. I don't love God that much to actually stand up against what he condemns. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Isn't it amazing how much people love God?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Until the rubber meets the road.
Oh, it totally does, until the fire hits, and then all of a sudden you find out what people are really about. I love God so much that I disobey him at every turn. Isn't that something? Remember that one lady when we were street preaching downtown, and she was in the back?
Yep.
And there was a group of people around the crew because we were street preaching in. She was shouting out something in the back there, and she caught the attention of one of our street team members. And we went back there and said, hey, you know, if you want to, you can go up there and preach too. She was, no, oh, the Lord's hiding me right now.
Hiding? When has the Lord hid anybody?
I don't know. I thought we were called to be the light.
What would the Lord say? Hey, yeah, that's right, exactly. We're called to be the light of the world, but I remember that little song when I was a kid about, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, don't hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. So why in the world would the Lord say, yeah, you know what, you're a Christian, you're Christ-like, you're supposed to be the light to the entire world, but let's just hide you back in the corner so no one can see you, and so you don't have to speak out and, like, maybe actually boldly profess my name and preach my word.
So God told his church to proclaim the gospel to all the world, but for some reason he was hiding her.
Right. Uh-huh.
Boy, that she get like a pass or something from the government?
Yeah.
She must have.
Seriously.
Wow.
I mean,
if it contradicts scripture, then it's not God's spirit, right?
Yeah, or people have all the suggestions in the world for you,
yes.
And you say, hey, why don't you go do it yourself? I'm just a simple person.
Bradley, you know what you guys should do?
So-and-so.
Oh, you know, every time I speak out, folks, I'm barraged by people that come around me and hand me their cards, and they want me to do this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, did you hear a thing I just said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't do this alone, but we can do this.
That's right.
Now, folks, it's disgraceful for what we're seeing from the pulpits and what we are seeing from the pulpits in America today. Silence. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, and lawlessness, we're hearing virtually nothing. Silence. We don't want to actually bear the cross for Christ. Come on. This was just a game, right? You didn't really mean it when you said that we're crucified with Christ, right? You didn't really mean it when you said they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections, right? And those that live godly will be persecuted, right? No, you didn't really mean all that. That falls to Bradley. That falls to him, man. He's the one that's called to do that. I want to tell you this. Many are called, but few are chosen. And you know who the chosen are, friends? Those that respond to the call. You know who are not? Those that don't respond. And here we have it. You know what? That cross only belongs to a few for some reason. And I get to see this all of the time. I remember we did a tea party in Arizona last year, and I remember a lady came up to me and she said, you know what? There's someone walking around taking pictures right now.
Oh, yes.
And I looked at her and I said, the guy that's taking pictures is with my crew for our weekly newsletter that goes out nationwide. Well, I don't want my license plate on there. Oh, okay. But it's good enough for mine to be on there. It's good enough for me to be on the chopping block along with my wife and my kids, but it's not good enough for you, right? Now you understand why you're losing your freedom, friends. Now do you understand why you're losing your country, friends? Because for some reason, it doesn't apply to you. It only applies to a few that are supposed to get the job done. Christ is a rock of offense to these hypocrites, and I'm sick and tired of them. And this is exactly what we're talking about. You can choose to remain silent, America, but don't be surprised when they come for you, because at length they will. Oh, and I want those that come for you to also understand, like Nebuchadnezzar, he was an instrument in God's hand to bring about chastisement and judgment upon his children. Has anybody taken the time to see what happens to those that are used by God to bring forth judgment upon his own people? It's not good. It's much worse than in many cases what his kids get. I just wanted everybody to understand that when the ship goes down, they all go down with it. Well, Satan, the deceiver of mankind, stands there and laughs at every one of them that believed his lying, scheming, devilish ways. And then you go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. In America, you've been given much, and God requires much. And what are you doing with that which has been given? And we don't want you, all you 80s rockers dogs out there, we don't want you to end up singing that song by Cinderella one day. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what it's got until it's gone. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Well, Martin Niemöller knew exactly what he had. And when he had time to right the wrongs, he did nothing, along with the Protestant church of the day. And Hitler came in and destroyed everything and everybody. And by the way, just to show you the cycle of history and to prove my point, isn't it interesting? Hitler promised the German people everything while he was destroying everything. And isn't it interesting? At the end of the day, millions were killed, including Hitler's regime. And at length, the country of Germany was toppled, wasn't it? And everything was destroyed in perfect judgment. Oh, it wasn't just the Jews, friends. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't just the dissidents or the gypsies. No, it was the Adolf Hitlers of the world. It was the New World Order monkeys in their tyrannical schemes, along with the country that believed the fools in the first place. And what was their first mistake? They departed from the living God. That's it. That's all they had to do. It was Ella Wheeler Wilcox who said, "To sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards out of men." Abe Lincoln must have stole that from Ella.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he probably did.
I agree.
Well, he did.
He did.
Isn't it interesting how one person says it and then it'll trickle down the line? That's right.
They said they attributed it to Abraham Lincoln, but she really said it first.
Yeah, then I heard this guy, he got accredited for it, and then this lady over here, she was accredited for it. Or what they'll do is they'll change one word, and then they'll say that they said it.
That's right.
Yeah, baloney. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By the way, breaking news, friends, which adds on to our radio show today. Obama administration violates federal court order, approves thousands of amnesty applications. Obama administration violates federal court order, approves thousands of amnesty applications. He is destroying your country on purpose in the face of the American people. And because he's black, I'm asked the question, am I a racist? I didn't really care what color you were. I care about the rule of law. Because black power is just as dangerous as white power is. I shouldn't even have answered that. I had to. I just felt it coming on.
Yeah.
It had to go.
Sometimes you just got to let something go that just irritates you.
But I don't understand for the life of me,
yeah,
and it's one of the things, almost every day that I'm on this show, I throw it out there. I do not understand why the American people allow this to happen. Do the math. Do the math. I mean, if a football coach lost three games in a row, people in America, they'd be throwing their arms up in the air and say, oh, he's got to go.
Yeah, or
he's got to go.
Or kept violating the law over and over and over and over. I mean, at least he'd be fired. You know, secondly, he'd be jailed for his crimes. So why do we not expect that from some football coach somewhere, some peon elsewhere?
No. You have it backwards. States.
Exactly. What I'm saying is the little peon would be reprimanded and jailed for what he's doing. But just because some man is the president of the United States, no man is above the law. In fact, he should be the ideal standard. So why are we tolerating his crimes? Yeah. We wouldn't tolerate it on a minuscule level with just Joe whoever.
You know, this is true, what I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Are you driving 55?
I am.
Okay. We have already been told from America's enemies that it's time to attack the American people because their new gods are sports.
Yeah.
So why are they attacking America now? Because they know that they can. Because they know that if there's protests concerning crime in their government, there's going to be maybe 15, 20 people max, right?
Yep.
But they know that if there's a football game going on, there's going to be 60,000 people sitting there screaming over a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball.
Yeah, can you imagine, I had to throw this out, if a 60,000-seat arena, like you're talking about, was emptied for 1 week and protested
at
the United States Capitol, solid for 1 week. Do you not think that the people's voice would be heard as far as abortion goes, as far as homosexual marriage goes? Do you not think for one moment that they would be able to wink at the voice of the people? Of course they wouldn't be able to wink at the voice of the people, because the people would actually mean what they say, and they would be out in numbers holding their government's feet to the fire.
You know, one of the things that I propose to the American people, too, is we've talked about this as well, but isn't it interesting that if Barack Hussein Obama had all the approval of the blacks and Hispanics that you believe, or should I say the state-controlled media would have you believe, that he has. By the way, he does not. Why does he need all these illegals coming into this country? Huh. Folks, you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. Also, I wanted to share with you, friends, during the first segment on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a new article out there as well. Barack Hussein Obama wants to flood the Bible Belt with tens of thousands of unscreened Muslim refugees. And it's not a Trojan horse because, again, friends, this is happening right in front of the face of the people. And then when it happens, they're going to stand back and they're going to say, who did this? I mean, it does not get any more obvious as to what's going on in your country and blatant than it does in America today. And the world is standing back asking the American people, why are you doing nothing about what you're seeing in the face of the people? You know, it's interesting, too, because we even had an article posted earlier where we found that the Clintons, Michelle Bachmann came forward and told us that the Clinton Foundation is an international money laundering ring. Now, I know Michelle Bachmann. I mean, you know, I mean, she's probably doing that just because she wants all the bad press.
Oh, of course. I mean,
she
doesn't love to be speared by the media.
She's insecure and she needs the attention.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like she really fights for our country at all.
No.
Or stood up against anyone.
I mean, the government, the state-controlled media, they love her.
Oh,
corruption in government, they love her.
Definitely.
Don't be making fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
Appeals court rules NSA phone data collection unlawful. But the government allows it to continue on.
Ugh.
See, there's no rule of law in this country. In America, I want you to know that you are that law. The idea, this again is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It coincides with exactly what we're talking about right now. Resort founder Steve Wynn said, the idea America is in a recovery is a lie. Who would know better than this guy?
That's right.
This is what he operates with, friends, nothing but money. Then we're told, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, check out these articles. Top U.S. spy, Al-Qaeda did the exact opposite of what the CIA predicted. Well, how couldn't you, friends? You have a Muslim stooge, Mr. Brennan. Guys, this guy is like the lowest form of humanity. And folks, the joke is on you. You really have to do a little homework on this guy. He's an American that converted to Islam. He's the head of the CIA. His name is John Brennan. Okay, I mean, you got to know he's probably an upright, you know, individual that follows the rule of law.
God and country.
There's crime all over this guy, but I mean, come on. I mean, he's there for a reason, right?
That's right.
He's there for a reason. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on with what's going on, which, again, lines up with what's going on in your country. Here's one more for you. I just want to make your day. For all you silent, I don't want to call you silent protesters, you silent capitulators.
Do-nothings?
Yeah, do-nothings. Need prayer? Did you know that Google, on the National Day of Prayer, Google promotes nearest mosque?
Oh.
Christian churches are 200-1 concerning any other religion in America. But Google promoted the nearest mosque. And again, friends, you know what? The Lord told us. He told us exactly how it's... I can't believe how prophetic when I read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 are the times. I mean, you want to know exactly what's happening? They're right there. Well, brother, you say that quite a bit. I know, I'm just reminding you because men need to be told things twice, right? Men need to be told things twice. But in America, men and women need to be told 200 times because they forget what was told to them yesterday. Because they know that the conservatives of the day, the professed church of the day, is leading them down the road if the church isn't preaching from the pulpit some sort of fiction. They know that the conservatives are talking about something that's not going to matter tomorrow. And again, that's why the Lord told us to beware of the leaving of the Herodians, government doctrine, and beware of the hypocrisy of the professed religious people of the day. Yes, Jesus said that. Folks, you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. Oh, by the way, they already are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think this whole issue with this homosexual marriage issue, what do you think that's aimed at, friends? I'm just curious. What do you suppose that's aimed at? Do you think the homosexual agenda, do you think it's really about protecting the little homosexuals, the little men that think they're women and the women that think they're men? Do you think it's about them? No, they're being used. By the way, do you think it's about the jihadists? No, they're being used. Any form of crime, you better bet your bottom dollar, it's being used by a government that means to rule the roost as a political battering ram. No. This whole homosexual marriage issue is about shutting down free speech and get you by force through the homosexuals, Alina Kagan and the such, on the Supreme Court, are being used to upend your sovereignty to give way to something called Sharia law. Because the Muslims on a worldwide basis are being used to create chaos to establish a new world order. And you can better bet your bottom dollar at the end of the day they're going to want to get rid of them too. That's the history of tyrants. You know, it really comes to this again, that on that day, friends, we're all going to look at the deceiver. We're going to stand there, we're going to look at him on Judgment Day, many on the wrong side of the aisle, and they're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. It was him that divided men towards men over the smallest infractions to create war so he could deceive men to killing one another. See how smart man is. He knows how to make a bomb to kill millions of human beings. Isn't he smart?
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to make weapons. He knows how to do everything that he shouldn't do. And the only thing that he has to do and should do and what's good for him and his soul and his eternity is to simply do the simplest things. You know, man has the dispensation and man has the dispensation to choose to do the wrong thing. Well, guess what? You have the dispensation to choose the right thing, too. And if you choose to do the wrong thing, then you pay the consequences. And if you do the right thing, you're rewarded for that as well. Man is so smart. Has there ever been a bomb created that hasn't been used in anger? Wow. You know what this kind of reminds me of a little bit? I was thinking about this in Arizona the other day. Do you know that before they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, whatever you want to call it? Did you know that the Americans, not justifying what the Americans did, but do you realize that 10 days in a row, they were dropping leaflets to the people to warn them to get out of there?
That's right.
And they wouldn't listen.
Yep.
They didn't think it was going to happen. And then on the 10th day, it came, and then it was too late. But, oh, that's exactly what Niemöller said. You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. And Martin Niemöller told us that they did come for him. He ended up in a concentration camp, and Adolf Hitler was the one that was responsible for doing everything that nobody spoke out against. They let him do it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to tie it up right when we come back. Sew it up right when we come back. 3:44
minutes. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segments. Final segments. Just saying, friends. Final segment, final segment, final segments. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about Martin Niemöller, but it's also interesting to note that there was a guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He's the guy that said, you know, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. And so we're kind of like bringing a strong contrast between the two. Did you want to say anything about my last article here?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a few words. I do want to say that when you look at that quote, and we talked about that at the beginning of the article, when you hear it, lots of people have heard that article, that quote before, but what really brought it home for me was the fact that when I found out the guy who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis, it all made sense why he would say it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you know the background behind something, you understand, oh, that's why they said it. Yep. So here is a guy who should have spoke out, didn't speak out, regretted not speaking out, him and the other church leaders.
Well,
that
he at length is responsible for the blood that
that's
was
right.
shed.
And then when you look at what's going on today, it's the exact same thing. I remember opening up.
I would go so far as to say it's worse today.
Yeah.
Because of how far the American people, in their pride, have allowed this to go on to believe that, you know, this will pass too.
Yep.
This will pass too. No, the only thing passing away right now is your freedoms.
Yeah, exactly right. And I want to even say, too, just as far as the immorality that's being allowed, and I just thought about this not too long ago, about, you know, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm thinking about even with the wickedness that went on in Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, never in the history of mankind, you know, has there been such a thing as gay marriage? So when you're going and you look
sodomite at... Sodomite marriage. Yeah, call it for what it is.
Sodomite marriage. Yeah. So when you look at that and you see what's taking place in America today, and even after that which the Lord calls an abomination, he left no guessing as to what his thoughts were about that. We have pulpits that remain silent. They don't stand. John Adams said the church is to be the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world. And then we wonder why our country literally is going to hell in a handbasket, because we have pastors who are not true pastors.
No, they're not.
They do not. In fact, I was just talking to a guy not too long ago.
Bunch of whores and hirelings.
He was confronting his pastor for not speaking out when they had a right to life thing. The pastor said, well, you know, I don't speak out against anything political. Listen, you know, saving babies that are being murdered, that's political. Homosexual marriage, which God calls an abomination, sodomy.
Wait. That's all you got to do is then say, what are you complaining about?
Yeah.
Because even as you call it America, the left and the right, both sides are complaining about what the government's doing. What are they doing? They're violating God's moral law.
So when people are looking at what's going on and they say, listen, my pastor's not speaking forth the truth. I mean, we can see the lawlessness.
Then leave the church.
Yeah,
quit supporting it.
Exactly. You see the lawlessness of the government. Then you know what? Maybe you ought to take a stand. Maybe you need to be the one to run for office. Maybe you need to be the one to start your own ministry. Maybe you need to be the person to go out on the streets and preach it from the housetop. Maybe you need to be the one that leads the way in your Bible study when everyone goes with the flow and you stand up and you're the black sheep for Christ. Well, amen. We can say, you know, don't complain about what you tolerate, but the point of the article was the fact that it was a Christian leader, a prominent pastor, who regretted not speaking out. In fact, I looked at a book long ago that said, What Man Has Learned from History. That was the title of the book. And when I opened it up, every single page was blank. And we're talking, you know, it was a good-sized book. Of course, that made such a great point that the fact that man has not learned from history, even when we see what went on with Hitler and the Holocaust and these pastors regretting not speaking out, we see the same thing happening today. And what's happening? Pastors are not speaking out. Pastors are not taking a stand. They are not the true leaders of the day, and they are not representatives for Christ. So please do know there's a difference. People say, well, yeah.
Christians that don't obey Christ.
Yeah, I see a bunch of hypocrisy in the church. Well, guess what? They're not a Christian. Many people profess to know Christ, but it doesn't mean that they're his.
You know, the point is if it's not you, America, to actually right the wrongs, then who? And I want to say this. If it's not now to right the wrongs, then when? That's what I want to know.
That's right. And for those of you listening and say, wow, I just love this. This is awesome. I feel like I wish I could get this all the time. Well, you can 6 days a week at sonsoflibertyradio.com. But we really do need the support of the people to be able to do what we do. A lot of times we go out and do these events. People can, you know, afford what they can. But we need to really get out there and make an impact more than ever. And you say, listen, I want to support what you do. How can I do that? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means for our new listeners out there is you support what the Sons of Liberty is doing on a monthly basis. For some people, it's a smaller amount. For some people, it's a larger amount. But that's what we have to be able to work with to keep our foundation secure, to go out and seek and save that which is lost. I was just telling someone in Arizona this past week that this is payday for us. Being with the people is payday for us. We, you know, being behind the microphone and the radio is one thing, but this is what our hearts are and where our hearts are at is to be with the people. So please do support us. Go now to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the Sons or Daughters of Liberty, how you can become one. You'll see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive along with so many different nice things. There's a basic membership all the way up to platinum and multi-platinum and so on, and that has a bunch of good things too as well.
I'm flattered when I go into people's homes when I'm asked to come over to their house and I walk in and the first thing they have is that
beautiful.
It really is awesome.
I
looking.
Haven't seen anything like it.
And the thing is these are some of these guys is these women's homes are really nice.
Yeah.
And I walk in and they have this, you know, this certificate right up on their wall where when you walk in, it's one of the first things you see. It looks that nice.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's not like the typical, you know, you usually see these white, boring certificates that are just, you know, printed out. This is really great because you see the Sons of Liberty logo. In fact, go online right now. You can check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click on the button, Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You'll see the certificate that you'll receive too as well. I also want to point out the fact for those of you who want to give a one-time donation, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button in the stars and stripes too as well. Remember, every little bit helps and no amount is too small to be able to further the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay,
and
let's
finally,
okay, let's shoot for the ceiling then, okay?
Oh, absolutely, but I'm saying...
And
hey,
not any gift is too big.
That's right, and not any gift is too big.
Because when we get the big offerings, then what? Guess what? We get to sleep that night, right?
Exactly. You know, some people say, well, what can I give? I can only just give a small amount. Well, think of
and
everybody
they pull
thought
up
that
a Mercedes
way.
Or a Beamer or a Bentley or a Lotus. Or
what if everybody
like, okay.
thought that way? They could only give a small amount. Well, that would be enough to be able to sustain what we do to be able to seek and save that which is lost. But for those of you who God has blessed and you can give larger amounts, hey, please do. You know, too much is given, much is required. But please do. Think about how the Lord has blessed you. Please
oh, you guys just do it for the money.
That's a good one. It's like the joke of the day, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Great, yeah.
And finally, let me point out all of our great products.
How many cars do you have, Bradley? Oh, I got my own Learjet. I got a couple cabins. I got a couple limousines. I got it all. I got a black truck, guys. That's what I've got. I got a black truck.
One vehicle,
and I take care of that black truck.
Where's
yes.
your Learjet?
I don't know. I remember I had a upper echelon church leader call me one day and ask me a question. I kid you negative.
Yep.
And if I said his name, everybody would know it. And he'd say, Bradley, do you have a Harley? I said, no, I do. I do have a limo and I have a Learjet and I have all this other stuff. And I was totally kidding, right? He wasn't. and I said, no, I don't. I got a black truck. That's what I have.
Do you have a second house somewhere or
no,
a third house?
I don't
somewhere?
Have that yet. Yeah, no, I guess that's not my aim in life. My aim in life is making sure that whatever I do counts when I stand on that final day before God and every one of them people that I had the opportunity are standing there with me knowing that they had the choice because I was found a faithful witness, not an unfaithful witness. That's what matters to me.
That's
what,
right.
Hey, there's not like a luggage rack on the top of a hearse, right? Paul
That's
said,
right.
It's certain that we came into the world with nothing and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. So why don't we make it matter?
And I remember the Bible talking about lay not up for yourselves treasures upon this earth where moth and rust up destroy and corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Well, our aim is constantly the same thing. We're out somewhere every month, and we're out for a reason because we're not going to fall into the lot of those that had the means and they did nothing with it. We want you to know that what we're doing, every single penny that we get goes right back out to the people because that's our aim every month. We're somewhere. And the end aim is getting to the people.
That's
As you said, that's our payday. It really
that's
is.
That's right. And I also want to point the finger to all of our great products. We've got T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, so many good things. There is no excuse that you cannot be evangelizing and seeking and saving that which is lost. Even if you say, oh, I'm so shy, I can't speak, give them a book. Give
shy. I'm so wonderfully shy. What did you say?
Desperately shy.
Oh, desperately shy.
That's right.
Okay.
So please do go and check out all of our good products on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sons of Liberty Radio. There's books. There's a brand new coffee mugs, brand new T-shirts for all you ladies out there. And happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers, grandmothers, sisters.
Tomorrow.
We thank you so much.
That was my reminder, by the way, friends.
That's right.
Yeah,
wink,
was.
Wink,
yeah.
Nod, nod. And I want to say, you know,
did you hear that
George
sound?
Washington, let me just throw this out there. George Washington basically said that all he was, and we know what a great man of God George Washington was, all that he was basically he owed to his mother. So when you're at home and thinking, oh, what am I doing? I mean, I don't have a career. You know, I'm not out there in the business world. I'm actually just a simple mom raising my couple kids, raising my five kids, whatever. Listen, you could be raising at the
well,
next George Washington.
What if they have
13? What, 13, 20, 25?
Wesley's mother had 25 kids. That's a fact, AccuJack. So just her whole life she was pregnant pretty much when she could be pregnant. Folks, you got Bradley Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya. Bye!
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.